friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
He tried skipping graduation for work, but his Waffle House employees weren't having it. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When Waffle House employees in Centerpoint, Alabama, learned Timothy Harrison was skipping his high school graduation, they immediately jumped into action. And their inspiring show of support makes this positive news story a must-read. Timothy Harrison had been working alongside the Waffle House employees in Centerpoint, Alabama, for about a month when the incident occurred. Times were tough for the high school senior. He also didn't have a ride to the ceremony, so the 18-year-old decided he'd just show up for work instead, prioritizing a shift at Waffle House over his own high school graduation. Life can knock us down sometimes, and to see it already happening so early in life for Timothy is heartbreaking. This young man clearly needed something good to happen in his life, and God used a group of Waffle House employees to do just that. When Timothy showed up at work, his fellow Waffle House employees were baffled. "I thought you were supposed to graduate today," Shantana Blevins pointed out. The high school senior's manager, Cedric Hampton, echoed the confusion. "Why aren't you going to graduation?" he asked. And he said, "I don't want to miss work." But Timothy Harrison's co-workers weren't about to let this young man miss out on one of the biggest days in his life. They dropped everything and raced to get him to where he was meant to be. The first thing the Waffle House employees did was help Timothy dress for the event. They hurried out and bought him a shirt, tie, and nice pair of dress pants. Next, they rushed to the high school to grab his cap and gown. "When I put on the clothes, I don't even know the words. It was the best feeling," the high school senior recalled. Finally, Shatana and Timothy hopped in her car and she drove him 20 miles across town, getting him to the high school graduation ceremony just in the nick of time. "To see his face when he came out, that was priceless," Shantana said. The kind gesture from a group of Waffle House employees who barely knew him touched Timothy Harrison deeply. It restored his faith in humanity and reminded him why he should keep fighting, even when life gets hard. "I had people want to see me succeed, so it kind of made me excited," he said. And God continued to drive this lesson home. After Timothy's story went viral, he was surprised by another unexpected act of kindness. Lawson State Community College offered him a full scholarship, even covering books, so the young man could continue his education. "To know that I have a path to go somewhere, that's something new," Timothy said. "And what a beautiful reminder of just how far one act of kindness can go. You never know who you can touch or who you can influence with one simple gesture," Shantana Blevins said. "Don't withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do it." Proverbs 3:27. "Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." Philippians 2:4. Three brothers long to be adopted by same family, and their plea hits right in the heart. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Three brothers up for adoption are looking for a forever home. These three brothers long to be adopted by the same family, and their plea hits right to the heart. William, who goes by Bobby, is 11, and he is the big brother to twins Aiden and Marshall, who are 10. Though they love swimming, playing games, and eating Halloween candy, the boys admit they are tired of living in a group home in Texas. What they want more than anything is a mom to tuck them into their own beds at night and a father who will teach them how to do manly things. The three brothers up for adoption may have had the opportunity to go to separate homes, but that's not what's in their best interest. They want to be adopted together. When a reporter asked the brothers what they meant to each of them, they each had a unique and touching response. "They mean love," said Aiden, who was the first to answer after seriously thinking about the question. "They mean friendship to me," Marshall said. They're good Halloween candy eating brothers. I had this whole bag of Halloween candy and almost all of it was gone. And so I blame them, Bobby said. Aiden added, we want a family. I've been at the ranch way longer than Marshall and Bobby. I've been here for 3 years. I have to move from one house to another. I got here first. He, Marshall, got here second. And he, Bobby, got here last. Though the reunion excited the boys greatly, they long for a place to call home. The brothers up for adoption don't want to have to worry about bouncing from one group home to the next. Can you imagine what it might be like to open your heart and home to these three brothers? There are so many children who are growing up in the foster care system who merely want someone to love them. As children of God who have been adopted into God's family, we remember what it felt like the day we were adopted into God's forever family. We know we have a Heavenly Father who sings over us and rejoices in our triumphs. We also know we have an Abba, a Father who comforts us, provides wisdom, and walks with us in our struggles. And that's simply what these three boys are asking for. Let's pray someone sees their plea and opens their home to them. To learn more about these brothers, you can visit their page and we can keep them in our prayers. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. James 1:27.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.